Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
The Federal Reserve lowers its outlook for interest rate hikes this year.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wertel. At its March meeting, the Federal Reserve decided to hold steady on interest rates. We were expecting that. What we weren't expecting, really, was changes to the forecast for future interest rate hikes. Let's bring in John Canale. He is the chief economic strategist at LPL Financial, and he joins us from Boston. So, John, I guess the expectation is now we could have two interest rate hikes this year. That's the message the Fed is sending.
Yeah, John, you might say we got a little bit of March madness a couple of days early. Most market participants were expecting the Fed to maybe hike rates three times this year. Remember back in December, they told us they're going to hike rates four times this year. But, you know, we've had a rough start to the year, a lot of global turmoil. And essentially what the Fed did today was they said, listen, all this global turmoil has increased financial stresses, which has slowed the economy more than we thought. And instead of doing four hikes next in 2016, we're just going to do two. So that was somewhat of a surprise. Most people thought they'd do three, not two, but looks like they settled on two. And they also told us that in the long run, the Fed funds rate, that is the sort of the neutral Fed funds rate, that's also 25 basis points lower than they thought it was in December. So overall, a pretty dovish type of a statement from the Federal Reserve, the dot plots. And most of it was around the issues in the global economy, not the U.S. economy. They took great pains to say that the U.S. economy is doing just fine, very resilient, holding up okay. They really blamed the lower dot plots on weakness globally.
So that's the main reason for doing this. U.S. okay, overseas, not so good.
That's correct. And I think what they're also trying to do, they didn't say that specifically. Fed Chair Yellen was asked about this in her press conference, and I think what they've done here is they're worried about these global imbalances. So at the start of the year, we had quite a number of global imbalances that had built up over the 7 or 8 years where the Fed was keeping rates at zero and doing quantitative easing. The Fed raised rates in December, and some of those imbalances showed up. So in other words, the drop in oil prices was hurting emerging market economies and emerging market current accounts, and that was hurting Chinese growth, and that was hurting export growth, and then the Fed was raising rates, and that was making the dollar stronger, and that was hurting oil prices, which hurt our manufacturing sector. So a lot of tangled up mess that we saw late last year and early this year, and that was the big cause for a lot of the turmoil that we saw. Some of that mess is now being untangled, and what the Fed has done today was they said, listen, the U.S. economy is fine, and we don't think it warrants four rate hikes, just two this year. That's going to further reduce some of those imbalances because the dollar is going to weaken. That's going to drive up commodity prices, drive up oil prices. That's going to take pressure off U.S. manufacturers. It's going to take pressure off emerging market economy. So I think what the Fed here did, they kind of helped the global economy by just taking down the dot plots and doing really nothing else. So I think from that perspective, what the Fed did here today was good for the global economy. And I think that they now say two rate hikes, and I think they're actually going to do two rate hikes this year. I think they're pretty adamant about that. I'm not so sure they would have ever gotten to do four hikes as they promised back in December.
The Fed meets again in April, then again in June. And then from there, I mean, we really get into the political thicket of the conventions and the general election campaign. So when is the Fed going to carry out these two rate hikes?
Well, Fed Chair Yellen said today that she does it every press conference that she holds, that every Fed meeting is a live meeting. So if they saw enough between now and the FOMC meeting in late April that convinced them that a Fed rate hike was warranted, they would do so. Now, my guess is they won't have enough information by then, but they've now kind of told us they're going to do two hikes this year. And if you look back over time, I've gone all the way back and done this back to 1968, but the Fed has either raised or lowered rates during an election year in every single election year back to 1968. So the Fed acting in an election year is not out of the norm. In fact, it is normal. If they wouldn't do it, it would be abnormal. But what they're likely to do is hike rates maybe in June, maybe then pause until after the election in December. They might hike rates in June and then perhaps again in September, and then if they have to do a third, they would do it in December. But they probably wouldn't do it right before the election. They do it a couple months before, in December afterwards, and therefore it takes the politics out of it. Fed Chair Yellen was actually asked about politics today, and she maintained, and I agree, that the Fed is a pretty nonpartisan, unbiased institution and makes policy based on Congress's dual mandate, and I would agree with that. But in every single election year back to 1968, the Fed has either raised or lowered rates, and don't expect this year to be any different.
I believe the Fed meets on November 1st and 2nd, right before the election. Maybe that's when they should hike rates. Wouldn't that be really interesting?
That would be the November surprise, yes.
But yes,
right,
it would.
We're still focused on March Madness.
Exactly. John Canale, he's Chief Economic Strategist at LPL Financial, joining us from Boston. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Keep in mind, you could follow all our shows now on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. This has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Werdock for The Wall Street Journal.